Good morning.
大家早安。
Christ is risen.
上耶稣已经复活了。
Okay. When I say Christ is risen, you need to respond very loudly. Christ is risen indeed.
当 Evan 说这个耶稣已经复活了，你们就要大声讲，耶稣是已经复活了。
Christ is risen.
Christ is risen indeed.
Amen. Amen. Okay.What one thing would you like to learn that you would like to know from the inside out so that you become good at it, perhaps even the best in the world?
有什么事情是你非常想要去学的？那不但要把它从里到外的学好，学到透，让你对它很擅长，甚至成为世界第一。
Now, I'm not the best in the world at anything.
你们说他没有一件事情可以算得上是世界第一的。
I once thought I wanted to learn calligraphy, how to write beautifully. Beautiful writing, it fascinated me.
Kevin, Evan 说他以前他I don't know why I say Kevin, but Evan 说他以前觉得他可以学好这个书法，因为他觉得这个书写啊非常的有吸引力。
And so my father, he made me an easel. I read some books, and...My dreams to excel, they petered out. My confidence, it faltered. My hands, they shook, and I quit.
那Evan 的父亲帮他做了一个书架，那他也读了一些书，但是呢，他成为这个第一的这个梦想逐渐消失了，那他的信心也开始动摇，他的手写的时候也在发抖，后来他就放弃了。
I didn't have enough motivation to learn calligraphy, and so I'm still not the best in the world at anything.
你说他对书法丧失了学习的动力啊，所以他到现在呢还没有一件事情可以说得上是世界第一的。
Perhaps the name Michael Jordan is familiar to you. He was once the best in the world at basketball.
也许你们对迈克乔丹非常的了解，他以前是世界上最强的运动员。
Many people today still think Michael Jordan is the greatest ever to have played the game of basketball. 6-time NBA champion, 5 MVP awards, 10 scoring titles.
直到现在啊，还是很多人认为这个Jordan 他是世界上最伟大的运动员。他有6个 NBA 美国职篮的总冠军，那他是也还有5个最佳球员的奖项，然后他还有是10次得分王。
And in 1999, ESPN named him the greatest North American athlete of the 20th century. Basketball was his world.And he was the best.
在1999年里面的ESPN 选为他是20世纪北美洲最伟大的运动员。那在篮球的世界里面呢，他是第一的，他是最棒的。
But Michael Jordan turned 50 this year. He sits at the top of the billion-dollar Jordan brand at Nike.
那乔丹他今年已经50岁了。那他在Nike 下面有一个品牌叫乔丹，就他的名字。那他那个牌子每年都帮他跟 Nike 赚上数十亿美元。
He owns the NBA Bobcats. His own company has dozens of employees and consultants.
那他有一支 NBA 的球队叫山猫队。那他也有自己的公司，有10几个员工跟承包商。
And at work, his nickname is Yahweh.Which is the Hebrew word for God, and he can't find peace.
他的小名叫做耶和华，是希伯来文“上帝”的意思。那但是呢，他的心中并没有平安。
He would give it all up if he could go back to playing basketball. He feels adrift and wonders, "Who am I?" And he asks himself, "What am I doing?"
如果可以的话呢，为了回去打篮球，他可以把他所有的都放弃。他的心中常在想：我到底是谁？我到底在干什么
？Michael Jordan relentlessly pursues peace, and he can't find it. He longs for purpose and value, but he can only manage distraction. He searches for real life, but the game of basketball will never give it to him.
他不断地在寻找平安，但是他找不到。那他希望， 他希望寻求一个目标跟价值，但是只找到了一大堆的干扰。那他想要找一个真正的生命，但是在篮球里面是不会给他这些东西的。
There was another man who lived almost 2,000 years ago. He also was the best in the world. And if a person could put hope in human effort, then surely this man could find peace and purpose and fulfillment in life.
在2000多年前呢，有一个人，他也是世界第一。那他非常确定呢，如果他非常确定可以找到平安、生命还有目标，如果他够努力的话。
The Apostle Paul listed his accomplishments in Philippians chapter 3, verses 3 through 6. You see, he had reached the pinnacle of what it meant to be chosen by God.
使徒保罗就把他的成就写在腓立比书三章三到六节。他的成就其实已经达到上帝被上帝所选的高峰上面了。
His bloodline, his zeal, his righteousness, all were impeccable. Nobody surpassed him. And like Michael Jordan, he could not find peace or true fulfillment.
他的血统、他的成就感跟正直都无懈可击，没有人可以胜过他。就像乔丹一样，他没有办法找到真正的成就感、真正的平安跟成就感。
And then one day, Paul met the risen Jesus Christ, and his life changed forever. And he found his peace in Christ.All the achievements that had made him the best in the world, he considered it worthless.
那么，直到有一天呢，他遇到了耶稣基督，他的生命就从此被改变了。他在主里面找到平安，他那些被世人认为是世界第一的所有成就，他都觉得不重要。
Ultimately, Paul would say, all of Michael Jordan's accomplishments are worthless.
最终呢，保罗他会说，其实乔丹的所有成就都不重要。
And Paul wouldn't say this because he was irritated that he couldn't play basketball. It wasn't that Paul resented somebody else's accomplishments. Rather, Paul had met the risen Lord, and that changed his perspective.
保罗会这么说呢，不是因为他不会打篮球，也不是说因为他怨恨别人的成就，那是因为他这么说，是因为他遇上了复活的基督，然后改变了他的观点。
Paul learned that there is only one thing in life that has value, and that is Jesus Christ. Paul would now pursue only one thing, Jesus Christ.
保罗学到了，在生命中只有一件事情是有价值的，那就是耶稣基督。保罗之后呢，就是只追求一件事情，就是耶稣基督。
Now, of course, Paul thought that many things in life have value. For God created us in His image to be stewards of His creation.
当然，保罗还是认为很多事情呢，在生命当中都是有价值的。因为上帝用他的形象创造我们，好去管理他的造物，他的创造。
Many things in life do have value, but when compared to the infinite value of knowing Jesus Christ, our Lord, you see, everything else shrinks to nothing.
生活当中呢，是确实是有很多的事情是有价值的，但是呢，跟认识基督耶稣的这个无限价值相比的时候呢，所有的东西都是微不足道的。
From Paul's new perspective, only one thing was worth pursuing.The risen Jesus Christ.
从保罗的新观点来看呢，只有一件事情是值得追寻的，就是复活的基督。
To have gained everything, but to have lost Christ was to have lost everything. But to have lost everything and to have gained Jesus Christ was to have become the richest of the rich.
失了基督而得着所有，等于是丧失了所有；失了所有却得着了基督，等于是变成世上最富有的人。
And so Paul decided to run after just one thing, the risen Jesus. He would focus all his energy and his time and his resources on one thing, to know the risen Christ.
所以保罗决定只去追寻一件事情，就是复活的基督。他把他所有的精神跟资源都集中在一件事情上，就是去追寻复活的基督。
And so in Philippians chapter 3, Paul says, I want to know Christ. And I want to experience the mighty power that raised Him from the dead. And I want to suffer with Him, sharing in His death. So that one way or another, I will experience the resurrection from the dead.
所以在腓立比书上面，保罗他说，使我认识基督，晓得他复活的大能，并且晓得和他同一受苦，效法他的死，或者我也得以从死里复活。
Now, depending on the translation you have in front of you, it might look like Paul wanted to know three things. First, he wanted to know Christ. Second, he wanted to know the power of his resurrection. And third, he wanted to know what it was like to suffer with him.
看你是不管是读哪一个这个圣经的翻译版本呢、啊？那但是看起来了，好像保罗他想要知道三件事情。第一件事情是认识基督，第二件事情是认识他复活的大能，第三件事情是经历和他一样的遭遇，就是受难。
Actually, Paul only wanted to know one thing.And that was Jesus Christ. The second and the third things that Paul mentioned merely expand on what it means to know Christ.
事实上呢，保罗他只想要知道一件事情，就是认识耶稣基督。那保罗提到的第二跟第三件事情呢，只是详细说明认识耶稣基督的真正的意思。
So we could put the Greek this way.I want to know Christ, and that means experiencing the power of His resurrection. I want to know Christ, and that means sharing in His suffering.
所以我们可以这么说，我想要认识耶稣基督，还有体会他复活的大能。我想要认识耶稣基督，还有跟他一起分享他的苦难。
Or we could put it negatively. If you don't experience the power,of the resurrection. And if you don't share in Christ's suffering, then there's no sense in which you can claim to know Christ.
或者我们也可以这样说，如果你不能体会基督复活的大能，不能跟基督分享他的苦难，你就不能真正的说你认识那位复活的主。
Paul's one goal in life was to know Jesus risen from the dead. But he didn't just want to know Jesus intellectually.Or as a historical figure.
保罗生命的目的就是认识复活的基督。那他，但是他不是只想要单单的在概念上认识基督，或者是把他当作一个历史人物这样子的这个了解跟认识。
No, Paul wanted to know the living, risen Jesus, someone he could listen to and talk to, someone he could know through prayer.Someone he could have a personal relationship with.
不是的，保罗他要认识的这位有生认识这位有生命死而复活的耶稣，是一位他可以去聆听、去跟他说话的，可以从他的祷告中认识的主。那保罗想要跟他的主有一个亲密的关系。
You see, Paul knew.That Jesus had completely identified with sinful and helpless human beings. Jesus identified himself with us in order that we might be completely identified with him in his resurrection life.
你知道保罗他晓得耶稣基督把他完全的把他参与在有罪跟没有希望的人当中。耶稣表明他是人子。好，去使我们能够完全融入他复活的生命当中。
In Christ's suffering and death, the old humanity came to an end. In His resurrection, the new humanity began.
在基督受难和死亡之下，旧的人就结束了；在基督的复活之下，新的人就开始了。
So when Paul exclaimed that he wanted to know Christ, he meant that he wanted to completely identify.With Jesus, to be buried with him in his death, and to be raised to new life with him in his resurrection.
所以当保罗大声说出他想要认识基督，他的真正的意思是说他想要跟主成为一体，跟主死一同去埋葬，然后借着主的复活升起新的生命。
When Christ had died, Paul had died too. When Christ was raised from the dead,Paul was raised as well.
当基督死亡，保罗也死了。 当基督由死里升起，保罗也升起了新的生命。
Paul wanted to be so immersed in Jesus that he would experience his resurrection power and he would participate in his suffering.
保罗想要沉浸在耶稣里，所以他可以经历复活的大能跟参与主的苦难。
And Paul was willing to do whatever it would take to attain to that final resurrection from the dead. He was willing to do whatever it would take.
保罗愿意去做任何事情，只要他能够获得重生，他愿意去做任何的事情。
By any means possible, Paul would strive to know his Lord and Savior so that he too would experience the resurrection from the dead.
也就是说，保罗他愿意努力的去认识他的主，他的救世主，所以他可以经历复活。
And we should be like Paul. We should be following his example.
我们应该也要效法保罗，我们应该要跟他一样。
Today we celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Christ is risen. Hallelujah.
我们今天庆祝耶稣基督的由死里复活，哈利路亚。
But Easter is not just about Jesus, right, who rose from the dead. You see, if the story was just about Jesus, some man who rose from the dead, it would be a good story, but we would still be lost in our sins, and we would still face death.
如果复活节只是关于一个人从死里复活，然后这故事就结束的话呢，那它是一个很好的故事。但是呢，我们还是会在罪恶当中被毁灭。
You see, the complete story of Easter is that because Jesus rose from the dead, we too can experience that resurrection power.
所以复活节真正的意思是说，因为耶稣由死里复活，所以我们可以经历他复活的大能。
We are an Easter people. We are a transformed people.
我们是复活的人，我们是被改变的人。
But do we act like a people who are infused with resurrection life?
但是我们真的有像是被灌入复活生命的人吗？
No. Often we do not act like a people who experience the mighty power of Jesus raised from the dead. We get distracted. And our culture changes our perspective.
没有，我们的举动并没有像是经历过耶稣复活大能的人。我们常被世俗的事情而分心，我们世俗的文化改变了我们的观点。
And we accept the lie that the most important things in life are our health, our jobs, our families, our security, our education.
我们接受谎言，像是最重要的事情是工作，是健康，是成就感，是家庭，是教育。
You can pursue those things. And you can become the best in the world at them. And you will become like Michael Jordan, still empty, and still hungering for peace and fulfillment.
你当然可以去追寻那些事情，你可以甚至成为世界第一。不过，你也会变得像乔丹一样，依然感受到空虚，对平安还有内心的成就感感到渴望。
On this Easter Sunday, Paul reminds us there is only one thing worth knowing. And that is the infinite value of knowing our risen Jesus Christ, our Lord.
在复活节这一天，保罗提醒我们，只有一件事情是值得我们去认识的，那就是认识主的无限美好。
And so on this Easter Sunday, let us regain our focus. For His sake, discard everything else.
所以在复活节这一天，让我们重新的设定目标，为了上帝抛弃所有的东西。
Let New Life Church become a people whose one consuming passion is to know Jesus Christ risen from the dead.
让新生命国语教会成为大家充满热情的去追求耶稣的地方。
Let us demonstrate to the world that we are a people who daily experience that mighty power that raised Jesus from the dead.
让我们可以展现给世界看，我们是一群每天都能够感受到耶稣从主里 耶稣已经复活大能的人。
And let us be a people who daily die to the world, because we so closely want to be identified with our risen Lord.
让我们成为对这个世界已经死去的人，因为我们渴望接近、感受我们的主。
And so make this your motto. Pursue this with everything you have. I want to know Christ.
让我要认识基督成为你的座右铭，然后用你的一切去追求，你绝对不会后悔的。阿门。
Christ is risen. Amen.